Now, what's more important, protecting nature or protecting municipal property? The question is at the heart of a dispute between the Ministry of Environment and municipalities bordering on the Šumava National Park. Environment Minister Martin Bursík this week confirmed his decision to keep the most valuable parts of the Šumava National Park untouched, rejecting an appeal filed by 15 local municipalities to allow trees to be cut down and other measures. They argue that leaving the forest untouched may cause an epidemic of bark beetle. Ruth Frankova reports.
Last year, the Šumava National Park was hit by a devastating windstorm, which left around 800,000 cubic meters of fallen trees in its wake. Some of the areas were cleared, but the ministry decided to leave untouched some 150,000 cubic meters of timber in the most valuable zones, letting nature take its course. Municipalities bordering on the park don't agree. They argue that letting fallen trees lie may lead to the spread of bark beetle in the surrounding forests. Jakub Kašpar, the spokesman for the Ministry of Environment, explains the reasons behind the ministry's decision.
The idea of the Ministry of Environment is to have Šumava National Park as the national park in European scale and in European context. And we speak about forests in national park, and the function of these forests is not production of wood, but the natural processes, and to provide people to watch the natural processes and to see the nature how it works.
František Nikles, chairman of the Association of Municipalities in the region, points out that towns and villages are legally bound to look after their property, and that property includes forests.
This decision can lead to bark beetle infestation and endanger the surrounding forests. Since municipalities in the area own parts of these forests, they have to look after them. So naturally, they don't like this decision. People have been living here for ages, and they know what a bark beetle calamity is like.
Jakub Kašpar of the Environment Ministry admits that municipalities have a right to oppose the decision, but he's confident that the ministry would win the case if it was brought to court. But what would happen if the bark beetle infestation crossed over into Germany? Jakub Kašpar says there is no reason to worry, since the German authorities have taken similar measures.
The German attitude is a good example, because in Bayerischer Wald, the national park on the other side of the border, on German side, the administration of this Bavarian park lets the first zones of their national park to natural processes, and it is a good way how to manage these first zones of national parks in forest areas. It is also recommended by IUCN, and therefore we see it as a good way how to do it.
The 15 Šumava municipalities have now taken some time to discuss the matter with lawyers, but they say they are ready to fight for their cause.